to the show. We're at the top of the hour, and we're joined by Cynthia Crawford, and we're going to be taking calls in about 5 minutes with Kelly Jones doing Akashic Records reading. Call 800-313-9443. Now, Cynthia Crawford has an unbelievable story and experience. She's been living with a totally different blood type and tissue type than her twin sister that she was born with, and your father finally admitted to you after years that your gut instinct or what you thought was you were experiencing was truth, and these underground bases and military installations that you were at are also other stories and other things I've heard from many people. People have worked in government, people like yourself. So these things are happening, and they're happening all over to a lot more people than what people think. Cynthia, if you could go out, talk a little bit about this great event that's coming up, the Cosmic Reunion, what you're going to be at, and just share with the listeners some of the exciting topics and some of the stuff you're going to be talking about there.
Okay. Well, the Cosmic Reunion, which is going to be in Irvine, and I do apologize because I can't remember the name of the facility that they're having it in. Do you have that?
It's the Temple of Lights.
Right. Anyway, I'm going to primarily be speaking about what I have learned from having contact with the different beings. I've had contact my whole life, and the majority of contact occurred after what I call my awakening. So I've had contact with so many of the beings that I began making sculptures of them, and later on, within 2 years after starting to make sculptures, they told me the reason I was making them was because I channel the frequency of the star beings into the sculptures, and I'll be talking about that, to help only the star seeds to remember what their mission is and their star family, and to assist them in the work they're here to do on Earth. So that's what I'll be talking about primarily, and also the lessons about how we are going to be assisting humanity through their ascension.
Excellent. Very important topics. My favorite topics. Star seeds, their missions, why we're all here. Very important stuff. These sculptures you make, there's pictures of them on your website. I'm looking at some of them right now. They are unbelievable, and they're truth in a sense that you're bringing this being, this, like you said, this essence, this consciousness into sculpture so people can remember our cosmic family in a sense. And it's amazing work that you do. And where can people get these sculptures or buy these sculptures? Is it through your website?
Yes, through the website. And also currently I'm at the International UFO Congress with some of these sculptures that is held in Fountain Hills. But when people buy the sculptures, first of all, I have to make sure that they have released fear of having contact, because a lot of the people will experience telepathic communication with them. They will, in some cases, even appear to them, take them on the ships, and so forth. The sculptures are meant as well. I've had people who have had miraculous healings. Even just the other day, one of the young men bought a sculpture from me, and the next day he came to the conference to tell me that says, do the sculptures move? So I have to be honest, the sculptures have a tendency, if a person has an open heart, an open mind, and is ready to communicate with their star family and know their truth and work their mission, sometimes they have the tendency to actually come alive. I won't deny that. The guy that bought this and his friend experienced the sculpture moving. We've actually had people who have been taken to other planets. And, you know, I don't want to say that everyone that gets a sculpture is going to have these experiences.
Sure.
The
website is etsculpture.com, and Cynthia, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Right. It's actually
etsculptor.com. etsculptor.com. Thank you.
Right. Uh-huh. Thank you so much.
Have a good night.
Having me.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Time to be self-sustained. The Domain. The Domain is an exclusive community for people with environmental consciousness and self-sustaining spirit. By utilizing wind and sunlight as an abundant and reliable source of renewable energy, and coupled with the strongest structure ever devised, the geodesic dome, this development showcases doing more with less and energy freedom for like-minded families. The Domain Ecovillage features indoor organic gardens, aquaponics and hydroponic systems, sacred geometry design of sacred architecture, water recycling and wastewater treatment systems. To find out more information and to see how you and your family can live off-grid, check out DomainEcoVillage.com. That's www.DomainEcoVillage.com.
My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Way and many of your products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Way. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it's also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Way, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone. And I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the way, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your way is better than candy. I should know, today they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Way is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
All right. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio. And now we are joined by Kelly Jones, one of my favorite guests that I've had on the show because we just have so much fun. Kelly, how are you doing this evening?
Fabulous. How are you, Jonah?
Excellent. Well, the phone lines are already jammed up. I have three people already waiting to talk to you. So really quickly, just give us a rundown of what you're going to be doing tonight. And for people that aren't aware of the Akashic Records, just very quickly what that is and what we're going to be hearing and experiencing tonight.
Well, the Akashic Records are a recording of our every thought, word, deed, and action since we left Source. Every spiritual path refers to them. The Bible refers to it as our book of life. For those who may be familiar with Edgar Cayce, he was known as the Sleeping Prophet, and he would access the records. And I utilize a sacred prayer to give me access with permission to one's records and communicate with their masters, teachers, and loved ones in spirit form. And the records are really a reflection of who we are, our past, our present, our potential future. They're not, in essence, really a, it's not a psychic thing. It's not a predicting thing. This is what you'll do. This is what'll happen. But instead, it's more of an exploratory so that the best type of questions is what do I need to know or how can I achieve or do or experience that which one is trying to. And many people want to understand better what path they're on, why they're on the path they're on or experiencing what they are so they can have better understanding and choices available to them to either improve it, change it, modify it, enhance it, all kinds of things.
Excellent. All right. Well, with that, let's get started, Kelly, because we want to get to as many people as we can. We're going to have people ask one question. If it answer, it get answered quickly, they can ask another one. But we're trying to limit it to 5 minutes per person. Okay. So with that, are you ready to take the first caller, Kelly?
Absolutely.
Excellent. So we're going to go first to Bob from Idaho. Bob, how you doing this evening?
Bless you. Thanks so very much. Blessings and prayers certainly to the audience as well. I was, I assume, one that was recognized in the Akashic Records earlier on. I had gotten a ping out through News and Views in the early 90s in regard to what was going on ultimately. And I it was at the Jefferson National Forest and the Rainbow Children, which ultimately, I believe, precipitated the battle in Seattle. And I'm trying to get that same awareness to your audience, Jonah,
sure,
with those prayers. I was hoping that you would have John Canal from Republic Broadcasting on at your earliest opportunity. And could the guest mention how or in what way we can better reach out to those that would not be aware of what level of attack they're under presently?
Sure. Did you have a question for Kelly for the Akashic Records, Bob?
Yes. My inability to understand or appreciate the full nature of the Akashic Records, how would we be able to identify the true intent and importance of those records, and how would we access those at our poor state presently?
Well, the true importance of them is for our own remembrance of truth of who we are. So it's a matter of accessing our lifetime's worth of experiences so that we understand what we're creating, why we're creating it, and where we're intending to go as a result of these creations.
Hello?
I'm feeling for the answer for you. One way the records are manifest, if you will, because we are our own living records, is one can say we can see it through our iridology, our astrology, our face reading, what people do with face reading. These are indicators as to what's there, what we came into this lifetime, for example, to experience. Many times when I communicate with the masters and teachers, what's most important to us is what is happening now as opposed to what's happened in the past. So it's being very present in this moment in time. And as far as accessing the records, in essence, we're always writing and even rewriting our records, and we rewrite through our current understanding or new understanding of what is going on in our life. And as we're intending to know the truth of who we are more, as we're intending to grow, we actually gain greater access to our truth. So different ways we access the records could be sometimes through deja vu, sometimes through meditation, other times through the dream state. Sometimes it's even somebody walking up to us and talking to us, and they tell us something, and there's this ringing bell that goes through our body, you know, whether you feel a sensation or this knowingness that somebody just spoke truth to you. That's also a touch point into your own personal records and into yourself. So does that answer your question?
I think it was a wonderful response. Blessings to you and Jonah. Hopefully you're able to dial in. It's 8 o'clock Pacific here, John Canal. Very important broadcast on Republic, and everybody on your
Excellent.
Side should be aware of it. Thank you, Jonah. Bless you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bob, from Idaho. And next we're going to jump to our next call-in. We have Scott from Nashville, Tennessee. Scott, thanks for coming on the air.
Hi, Jonah. This is actually Scott in Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh, Scott in Asheville. Scott in Asheville. Thanks for coming on the air. Go ahead and ask your question to Kelly.
Certainly. Thank you. Good evening, Kelly. Hi, my name is Scott, and my question is, what is my highest and best life's work, vocationally speaking, and how does this tie in with my years of research in trying to discover and open the three halls of records of Atlantis, as described by Edgar Cayce?
Interesting. So what I'm hearing is you're attempting to bring to the light of day what was a truth in the portals and how they connect with what is now and our ability to access the wisdom within ourselves through, they're showing crystals, they're showing meditation, and they're also showing the knowledge. Have you written a book?
I've worked on a book and a documentary for years, but I gave up my archaeological work because my wife didn't like it and because she wanted me to get a real job other than my video career. And so that's a part of it, is still trying to figure out how to make a decent living and be of service, and yet still trying to uncover these lost records of Atlantis that I believe we need now. They've been preserved for us in this time when we're facing great changes in the earth again. But I don't know what work I'm supposed to be doing or how to finance getting these records uncovered.
Well, what they're showing me is that these records are not necessarily in physical form, dear one, but instead they are the records within each individual, and there's a waking up of the individual consciousness of those who partook in Atlantis in that time. So it is a much more dynamic project and process than maybe first understood or at first glance. And it is work by which you can be achieving in any field that you're in. It is a communication of this understanding. And they're showing me now you actually holding meditation classes or gatherings whereby people bring crystals, and it's an activation process by which actually each individual is opening a portal within. So it's a different kind of archaeological dig, whereas instead of going into Mother Earth, it is the earth of the physical form, so to speak. It is an inward journey, and that's what they're saying. That makes
sense. No insight into my best vocation to make a living?
Were you a teacher?
Not officially.
I'm hearing a teacher, that it would benefit you to actually teach others the knowledge and wisdom by which you have gained and gathered thus far, and that going in that direction can be in service not only to you but to others, but also in service to you in order to find greater expression.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Kelly.
You're welcome.
Excellent. Thank you, Scott, for calling in and supporting the show. We thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you, Jonah. Good luck.
Absolutely. And with that, we're going to take a quick commercial break, Kelly, and we have two more callers lined up. So we have Alan in Utah we're going to get to, and also Anna in Florida we're going to get to. So just hang on for a minute. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And, Kelly, before we go, we have a few seconds left. Actually, we don't have a few seconds left. Never mind. I'll ask you when we get back. So hang on right there. We'll take a quick commercial break. Here's some more beautiful chorus. We'll be right back after these messages.
We decide, design, decide the shape, where and the ways we give. We decide, design, decide the shape, where and the ways we give. We decide.
aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio. We're joined by Kelly Jones, and we're taking live callers right now, 800-313-9443. Kelly Jones, Akashic Records consultant and teacher. And with that, Kelly, we're going to jump to our next call. We have three callers lined up. We're going to jump next to Anna from Florida. Anna, thanks for coming on the show. How are you this evening?
Kelly, Jonah.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Thanks for calling in. Go ahead with your question.
Absolutely. Kelly, I had a couple questions for you. One is, where did my soul originate from? That's one of them. I think I might be Palladian, but I'm not sure. I'm looking, for some confirmation there.
Well, what they're showing me is that is a majority of your origination.
Okay. And then what's my lineage on my home planet? What did I do? What was I?
So it's interesting. They're asking you the question, what do you do now? And they're actually
Currently I'm a mother. I do part-time modeling. And I've been doing a lot of meditating recently. Soul searching,
Mm-hmm.
Can you maybe give me some insight on what my real life mission might be here on Mother Earth?
So let's ask. Masters and Teachers, what would you like to share with Anna about her life mission here now? Right now you're dedicated. You said you have children or a child?
I do. I have a son. He just, actually today is his birthday. He just turned 2.
Okay, because what they're showing me is that your life mission in this time, in this focused energy at now, is about child rearing. And it is not to be distracted by, it's almost like the media and the press and this idea that there's something else that is more important for you to be doing, that there's something out of yourself that needs to be acquired or accomplished or achieved, that there is a soul agreement with the one before you, and they're saying, and maybe more to come, that will serve your soul's highest intent at this time. So what I'm getting and feeling is it's going to be a distraction for you to be starting even to look outside of what you're doing at this time. Any inward journeying is always welcome and advisable for all that are walking the planet, especially now. It will not only assist you in understanding you and how you tick and think and operate, but it will also allow you to tap into your child's energy field. So you can meditate not alone, but with him. And that
interesting, because he actually does. I've done some like yoga with him, and he will sit there and you know exercise with me, and really, I think that he is very in tune, even at his age, as to what is going on. More so than most children I've seen. So
this is something you want to nurture, they're showing.
Yeah.
So that's important to you, but they're also showing too that even if he were, for example, taking a nap and you were to go meditate, you can still energetically call to him to meditate with you. So that we're talking at another dimension, dear one, not just physically together in the third dimension. And there, too, may you have conversations.
Wonderful. So, that being said, basically what you're saying is I need to really focus on this bright angel. I mean, he is... obviously we want to do what's best for our children and focus on our children, but he in particular has a lot to offer this world.
Are there other children?
No.
Yeah, okay. Are you thinking of another one?
I'm sorry?
Are you thinking of another child, having another child?
I'm thinking, not now, but probably in the near future. I'd like to have a girl.
That's what I'm feeling. That's exactly what I'm feeling.
Well, we're out of time, unfortunately.
Thank you, Anna.
Thank you, Anna, for calling in.
Thank you, Kelly and Jonah. Light and love to you both. And, I enjoyed talking to you, Kelly. Thank you for your time.
Have a good night. All right, Kelly, hold on. Here's some more beautiful chorus. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, Ryan, could you pull over so I could buy some bottled water?
Sure, Al, but do you still spend money on that stuff?
Well, yeah, why? What do you get?
I stopped buying bottled water a long time ago, man. With this Sachiel filtration bottle, I can filter 100 gallons of water from any freshwater source.
Yeah? What do you mean? It just looks like a regular sports bottle to me.
It might look like that, but it's much, much more. You see, this 28-ounce water filtration bottle provides the most advanced ionic absorption filtration technology in the world, and it takes out 99.9% of all contaminants, including radiation.
Really? And you could filter 100 gallons of water from any freshwater source on the planet? Wow, that could save me some big bucks. Hey, I could survive a water crisis or a natural disaster with one of those. Where can I get one?
Well, just go to healthonplanetearth.com. That's www.healthonplanetearth.com to order now or for more information.
It's here. Ormus Water. Now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store. WinFox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take WinFox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. WinFox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at WinFox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order WinFox Organic Herbal Blends, visit starseedenergyradio.com/store.
A Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. We're joined by Kelly Jones doing Akashic Records reading. And we have two more people, Kelly, so we're going to jump right into our next caller. We have Alan from Utah. Alan, thanks for calling to the show. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great, thanks. And, yeah, I wanted to ask Kelly a little bit about I have this strange push all my life to be involved in the economics of united prosperity, which is, I call it economics. I call myself the father of economics. I'm working on writing some books. I'm wondering if that's the best place for me to work, is to continue teaching that and writing books on that. And if I have anything to do with the Enochian records or the planet of Enoch, wherever that is. And so...
Can you repeat the name of what you're calling this again for me?
Equinomics. It's called Equinomics, and it's, instead of economics, it uses E-Q-U-A. Be like Lovenomics or economics. It's, the idea is based around the torus, the toroidal flow that provides free energy. It also provides free money and free resources for the whole world.
It feels like it's like a free love-based concept of almost like world reform. Is that accurate?
Well, yeah, it would change the world. It would get rid of war, poverty, and inequality. There would be no poor because of the economic irrigation or flow, and it's all based on the banking system, on how, who controls it and how that runs, and then it's, you know, it goes out throughout the world.
Did you say the tube torus?
The Taurus, yeah, the Taurus, like in ThriveMovement.com, they talk a lot about the Taurus. It's the, that's
ocean energy.
What is your first name again?
It's Alan, A-L-L-A-N.
Alan, so what they're showing is you've worked with this concept of Lot, but you've not seen it actually in action yet. Is that accurate?
Right, exactly.
So what they're saying is you can do like a test sample of five families that are willing to give it a try, but it feels like they're in a local community by which there's an arrangement and flow, and it feels like it may not be the full financial picture that you would hope and want it to be, but that it can touch different economic strata and different areas and aspects of one's life in order to cross-pollinate, cross-culture. And it's something that it would require you seeing working and how it works in order to modify the model so that it can be implemented, exercised, executed.
Right.
So it feels like there needs to be a bit more practicality where you're seeing it actually in action. So
yeah, we want to build villages and communities on small basis and working on that basis.
Okay. But it feels like you could now, you know, prior to even have that aspect or piece established, to kind of do a beta test. So that allows you to know better how to actually construct and instruct such a community that also allows freedom. Freedom will be a big, important key piece to have built in so that it's easy to, it's almost like spin or be woven into or be released from as the free will of individuals is exercised, whereby there's no taking personally, like the lower end of the human consciousness wanting to take personally something, that this is free of that realm, because that's where you're intending it to go anyway. So one must up-level to be able to express an experience, and so that's part of the model, an important piece of the model. Have you written books already?
Well, I'm starting to. I have not wanted to. I've always been kind of like the Jonah concept. I wanted to take it to somebody who had all of the finances and the backing, but it looks like, you know, I need to just write my books. I have begun a 3DEconomics, you know, .com site, but it's just beginning, and then there's a, you know, we're doing villages and stuff. I've got some other people writing and stuff as well, and so we're connecting with anybody that wants to build community and villages and show them the basic concept. It's really actually pretty simple.
Okay. Excellent. Well, thanks for calling to the show, and I hope Kelly was able to clarify some stuff for you, give you some answers.
All right, thank you.
And Alan, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on for 1 second because I don't want you to hang up. The person at the engineer at the station is going to talk to you real quick.
Okay.
All right, we're going to jump to our next caller. We're going to take Fred from California. Fred, thanks for calling in. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to ask your guest her perspective on severe chronic pain from I've had since 1987. My question to her is what's her perspective is when you're living in a tremendous amount of excruciating pain 24/7. And okay, go ahead and have at it.
What is your name again, sir?
It's Fred.
Fred, what is the cause? As far as you know, what is the cause of this pain?
Oh, no, I've had five lower back fusions. I had an on-a-job injury, and we can't seem to get rid of the pain. And, I mean, it's enough that, I'll be passing out at times. I don't want to go in for another fusion or anything like that. But I was kind of interested in your take, on individuals that, go through a good portion of their life in, extreme pain.
Wow, that's a great question.
Well, there's a couple of things that are showing up as possibilities, of which there are different varying degrees. So it may not be 100% of one. It might be varying degrees of different things. And so what they're showing, one is actually a burning off of karma, literally. So it feels as if the body is physically doing and experiencing a burning sensation. And at times that becomes where one has to manage. It's a pain management process. But so too does that at times offer those within their vicinity, those loved ones that they know, the opportunity to be in greater service to another. And so it is not, not that they're like, they're using the words, it's not self-indulgent, although they understand, we understand this is not what one would consider indulging, but it can draw to one those that are in a karmic tie to balance karma between individuals. There's also the, for example, there in a case where there was an accident where one or many people are hurt, such as a building falling or some car accident, where one chooses to take on more of the load, so to speak, so that others do not have to. These things are done at split second decisions that are done at a soul level or a higher level, where it's almost like in the draw of the moment or the pull or the excitement of the moment, one agrees to take on and to assist others. So the one who actually ends up in the most pain or with the most medical work required on the 3D level, they were in service to others as well. So there's multiple levels that are happening. Does that answer your question?
Well, not quite. I did get drafted back in 1968 and saw a lot of combat in Vietnam, and I'm wondering, can that, and went through a lot of hell, and I'm just wondering, could that be playing a role in this as well?
You mean your personal combat experience and why you're personally having this back experience?
Could there be a correlation? Could there be something there in the past?
Well, they're showing. They're showing that, yes, indeed, dear one, there is a fabric of a belief structure that is woven through your system that is intent on keeping immobile the ability to mobilize like one would do in war. And so one cannot, you in this case, create or disturb the energy field of another if you are so consumed by your own energy field.
Okay. Okay, well, look, thank you for the information.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you very much for taking my call.
Yes, bye-bye. And thanks for calling in and listening to the show. We're going to jump to our next caller. We have a Ryan out of Florida, and then we're going to get to a Jerry in Chicago. So, Ryan, go ahead.
How you doing?
Ryan, you with us?
He was.
He was. I heard something.
I did, too.
Hello?
Oh, there you go. Ryan,
hey.
Welcome to the show. Go ahead with your question.
I just had a question about where souls originate from, specifically.
Your soul, specifically?
Well, my I would say like all souls, where do souls in general originate from? Because, I mean, I don't feel that we're actually, our souls necessarily exist here initially, that they come from elsewhere.
So the originating point, dear one, is that of the divine source, the originating source, the one, the all that is. So there are emanations, or they're giving an example of like a transformer. So there's this incredible energy source that we couldn't possibly perceive or touch or begin to know without frying our entire system. So there's like transformers, if you will. So we are transformed energetically down to have an experience in this third dimension. We have our higher selves, our oversouls, and can emanate through multiple dimensions beyond that which we could even possibly perceive here now.
Mm-hmm.
Does that help you?
Where specifically would my soul originate from? Because I've heard some people say, well, they're Arcturian and they're Sirian and so on.
So those are other planetary systems, dear one, by which there are, if you will, markers to come in and experience duality, experience other dimensions. So if you were to ask of that level, masters and teachers, where is he? They're showing me more of a Sirian planetary alignment for you.
Okay. Yeah, because I've heard that before, that other people that I've spoke to that actually say that you're Sirian because they see some kind of electric blue light when they kind of tap in and look beyond just this vessel that we are, which is slowed down light. And you can correct me if I'm wrong.
Sounds like you're on target so far.
Okay.
Absolutely. Well,
that's awesome. I really appreciate your time and your courtesies.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
And we're going to jump to our next guest. We have Jerry in Chicago. Jerry, thanks for calling to the show. How you doing?
Oh, real good. Good evening, everybody. Hey, you had a caller, two callers ago, that was complaining about chronic pain and back fusion and everything else like that. I hope he's still listening. But the RBN has a guy on during the week, 6 o'clock in the morning, John Moore, the Liberty Man, and he sells what he calls an energy cleaner, and so far I purchased two, and I'm getting ready to purchase a third one, because every time I lend these things out, these people call me back within 24 hours and tell me about all the pain that they got rid of just by sleeping on this thing.
Nice.
I don't know if you've heard of this thing or anything else like that, but it works off of 9D cell batteries. And it seems to work if you have pain. I don't have pain, so I really haven't noticed anything when I did get the few chances to use the ones that I hooked up.
Got it. And do you have a question for Kelly?
You know, you were talking about, just offhand, you were talking about the third dimension and everything else like that. Have you ever heard of Steve Quayle or, oh boy, Greg Evenson?
No.
No.
No, okay. Well, they talk quite a bit about the third dimension and very religious third dimension, you know? So I was just wondering if, because they're right on tune with what you're talking about.
Well, I'm just hearing a couple of different things they want to share. Number one, just a better understanding of the third dimension is our experience of time-space here, our experience of limitation and focus. So we're looking to actually expand into our heart chakras, our heart being, our whole heart selves, and in that rediscovering, remembering the truth of who we really are, which is limitless. And so we're learning and intending to expand our experience from this dimension that we're actually having. Some call it the ascension, some call it enlightenment, where we're bringing more light into our bodies. And if we talk about pain, and we talk about any type of pain management or the desire to relieve oneself of pain, dear ones, it is about bringing in more light. And in the process of bringing in more light, we are looking to then to release that which has been holding doubt, darkness, limitations within ourselves. So for anyone to have sustainable pain relief, it is an alignment within them that is needed to want to have that experience, to want to know the truth of themselves, and to oftentimes even heal through forgiveness that which is causing and blocking or holding steadfast pain in one's being. And that too goes hand in hand, because that is held in the third dimension. It can be released in the fourth, which is in the heart center.
And we're almost out of time. Sorry to cut you off.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Sorry about that. We're out of time. We'll take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
What do you need? You need Paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 Paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on Paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black Paracord 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
All right, we are back. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio, and we're with Kelly Jones, Akashic Records consultant and teacher, feng shui expert, speaker, teacher, soul reader, and interdimensional guide, KellySJones.net. And Kelly, we were a little bit late starting your segment, so we're going to go another 10 minutes so we can hopefully get to 2 more callers at least. So let's jump to our next caller. We have Larry out of Florida. Larry, thanks for calling in. How you doing this
morning? Hi, Jonah. Hi, Kelly. How are you?
Good, Larry.
Doing good, thank you.
I had 2 quick questions. One, if someone comes to you, Kelly, and consults with you, and their name is Jonah Bolt, there's not too many people with that name, I would guess, but my name is pretty common. I have on Facebook alone, there are 200 people with my spelling. So if a Tom Johnson, if a Michael Jones comes to you, how do they tune in to that particular soul and not confuse them with another Tom Jones?
Well, one, I need permission to read one's records. So that's how. Your personal imprint, your soul song, your signature is known. So they know you. And I'm open in the sense of I'm out of the way so that that communication is clear and that kind of, like, I guess you could say it's like a telephone call is made and the connection is made.
Okay. And then the next question I would have, because time is very difficult to tell for humans, a concept of time, are there future Akashic records?
Are there future? You have. The way it's set up, if we look at time, time is vertical versus linear. So even to use the word future implies something that is of this localized understanding. So all exists in the now moment. We are unlimited, full of potential beings. So the records hold the potential of everything. And so where you might go, what you might do in your next choice moment, decision point, is based on what has the highest probability and likelihood, based on what you've attracted to you and around you, where your interest has gone. So that is what holds, what presents itself to actually impress itself upon the fabric of time and space, which is the Akashic Records, and then that is recorded as that which is. I hope that answered your question.
Yes, very good. And thank you for your time this evening.
Great. Thank you for calling to the show. And with that, Kelly, we're going to take a real quick commercial break just for a minute, and then when we come back, we're going to go to our last caller. We have Lynn in Washington. Hopefully we can squeeze one more in, but we have Lynn from Washington holding on. So with that, here's some more beautiful chorus. We'll be right back.